This is Harry Murray at Murray's Flash Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. This is our report for the trout and the bass fishing I expect that we'll get in the month of June. These rains that we've had have really kind of kept us jumping on the trout fishing in the wild streams. Actually, I think the prolonged effect is going to be quite good. We are still getting wonderful sulfur hatches. The duns on the sulfurs are now coming off probably around noon, and they continue and get heavier and heavier and heavier all the way up into the evening. The last hour of the day, the sulfur spinners get concentrated over the streams, and you'll have duns emerging and sulfurs coming and the sulfur spinners coming back and laying eggs. And whatever you're fishing for sulfurs, try to arrange your schedule to stay for that last hour of daylight. One of the streams I fish quite a bit in Pennsylvania, I don't know why, but a lot of times the duns and the spinners don't really get concentrated on the water until it's almost so dark you can hardly see what you're doing. What I do there, and I've encountered this so often, I sort of play the game to my advantage. I set myself up so I'm fishing toward the western bank. Those big browns will come out from under those undercut banks. When the duns and the spinners are heavy on the water, they'll come up and start sipping them in. By looking into the western sunset, even if I cannot see the particular rise form on the surface, once I get that pewter glow, now I'm talking about the sun's below the horizon, once I get that pewter glow on the surface, then that rise form becomes more readily apparent. And even though these browns can be tough at other times, sometime that late in the evening I can catch you some pretty good wild browns that earlier in the day could be awfully tough. I like the sulfur pattern that I've developed, the Murray's dry sulfur in a 16 and 18. I also like Ed Shank sulfur dry in 16 and 18. Anywhere I'm fishing the sulfurs, I do fish them on 6X. So with the weather we're getting now, these streams are really going to have that sulfur for almost the whole month, I think. Now, with the extra volume in these streams, a lot of these streams are really pushing a lot more water than we're accustomed to at this time of the year. In order to get a drag-free drift, now you're still going to have to get that. Even with higher water, they're not playing giveaway. In order to get a drag-free drift, what I mean is that my fly will drift on the surface just like a natural mayfly. I like to use a slackline cast, and there are many that work well. The two that I rely on a whole lot are the Lazy S cast. Now, what I'm talking about is putting that fly on the water with slack line, especially in the leader, but maybe even in the line itself. Depends on how long a cast I'm making. But I definitely want slack line in that almost the whole leader. All right, so the Lazy S cast. I see a fish out there coming up to a sulfur dun. I know exactly where he is. I know those squirrely currents around him are going to be tough to master. On the Lazy S cast, when I come forward on my presentation cast, as the fly turns over to go forward, I wiggle my rod tip back from side to side at the point that it'll throw slack into that leader. And this will double the length of the drift I can get. Now, did you get that? I'm going forward, just simply wiggle a rod tip back and forth onto the side to side on the presentation cast as it's rolling out. That will catch you a lot of fish. Now, the other one I like, Marinero, was my hero, and he taught me how to use the puddle cast. It sounds crude, it looks crude, but I rely on the puddle cast here, Pennsylvania, Montana. I just couldn't get along without the puddle cast. Puddle cast, you see that brown out there coming up and coming up. When you're going forward on the presentation cast, you stop the rod while the line is about at a 45-degree angle up in the air. just like you're going to stack it right up there in the air. All right, you're coming forward on the presentation cast. You stop it while it's up at that angle. You do not give it enough pressure on the presentation cast to cause it to turn over. You just come forward to it, you stop that, and then that leader falls on the stream in a puddle. Now, it sounds crude, but you'll be amazed how proficient you can be with that puddle cast. That, again, will double the drift of your fly on the surface of the water. So you're coming forward. Instead of snapping that thing over on the presentation cast where it'll all turn over nice and pretty, you stop the whole works at about a 45-degree angle up in the air, and you might have an extra 6 feet of line out there. And when that falls in a puddle, it's going to have slack line, slack leader around your fly, and the fly is going to drift naturally and zap, you've got him. So those two casts help me tremendously when we've got crazy water conditions like we have now, and when it gets crystal clear. A month from now, when we're getting low and spooky, puddle cast, lazy S cast are still very valuable. All right, let's talk about the bass. Actually, we've got too much water right now for good bass fishing on most of the streams in Virginia. We've had rain, and more rain, and they're calling for more rain. So what we are looking at, though, is when this drops down, I think it from this date forward, I would say in 2 weeks we're going to be in good shape. I think we'll be in water levels that'll let us fish on the surface. Now, I call them hardhead bugs. I don't especially like using the word popper, but that's what we use because there are a whole lot of actions you can use besides popping. In one of my schools not too long ago, I had a lady in the class that was just getting started. I set this girl up where she could get by with a 30, 40-foot cast, casting back in against a bank. The water was 2 feet deep back there. It was some good shade, but the water was 2 feet deep. Therefore, there were bass willing to feed back in there. Now, in shallow water like that, a bass can be spooky, especially in a situation like this. So what I had that girl use was the Shenandoah slider, that pointed nose fly we use. It has a pointed nose, a long tapered body, and it's easy to manipulate that with a general teasing action that'll bring strikes galore back in that flat water. So the action of the bug that we can achieve with it is really dependent on those two factors. The face, how the face of the bug is cut. This guy, the slider, is cut with a pointed nose. It has a long, slim body. So the cut of the face and the taper of the body really controls the action that we can impart to that bug, which I personally think is an important factor. Now, occasionally in one area we do our schools, there's some water, probably 4 feet deep, along undercut bank, shaded bank, and we do well in there. But now what I like to do, have the boys use in there to get the action we want a bug that has a cup face and a pretty fat body. Obviously, in water that deep and in where I have in mind, it's clipping along pretty good. So I use the Murray Chartreuse bass popper in a size 6. Now, that's a fat body. It's got a cup face. I have the boys just shove that fly right back in against the bank and then give it a firm line hand strip, about a foot every 10 seconds or something like that. See, with that bug, I'm trying to create a racket that'll pull those bass out from under those undercut banks and get them up on top. But there again, the cut of the face, the shape of the body, all that enables me to do what I want to do. Now, I can't get away without talking about the Shenandoah Blue Popper. It's not as teasing as a slider, nor does it create the racket of this cup face popper we were just talking about. It has a gentle upsloping face, a long tapered body, and naturally the blue color. Carolina Blue. I'm sorry, you boys from Duke, but this is a Carolina Blue. So it is so effective that I find it useful around the grass beds. It's especially effective in the tails of the pool, the last 2 hours of daylight. Once the sun is getting low on the horizon, I wade into the riffle below the tail of the pool, turn and go up, and fan my cast over everything I can wade up into in the tails of the pool. And that Shenandoah Blue Popper is unbelievably effective. So just experiment with these three types of bugs. The pointed nose job that we call the slider, the cup face things that we're calling that Murray's chartreuse bass bug that has the cup face, and then the Mr. Rapid, the Blue Popper. So those three enable me to show the students how to get different actions and different types of water. And it's really a very effective way to approach smallmouth fishing. If you have any questions on any of this, ring me back at 540-984-4212, Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Thank you very much.